I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive on 6th and Sports Radio, 6thandsports.com, and the Odyssey app. My name is Terrence. I'm very happy to be here. Rob is here as well. I imagine that he is very happy to be here as well. We are off today at 5:30, where we'll hand things off to the Kansas City Royals, so hopefully they can turn things around from yesterday's loss in game one of the series to the Detroit Tigers. And last night, they played in front of 14,000 fans. You know what? We were expecting a little bit bigger crowd earlier today. We played Price is Right earlier with the attendance. I said it was going to be around 15-2. It was the answer that I gave. I thought that's what it was going to be at today. What was your answer, Rob? What are you guessing for the attendance tonight out at Kauffman Stadium?
I'm going to say 15-5. We want a bold take. I think tomorrow's game does the best attendance-wise of all three. Tomorrow is college night, and the colleges are all off.
Oh, you think so, tomorrow could be a vibe?
I think if you're a 20-something and you just got back from college at KU, K-State, or Missouri, and you got back home and you're a 20-something, you know what you do on a Wednesday night? You go out drinking with the fellas. You know what a cheap place to do that is? Kauffman Stadium on a Wednesday. So I think tonight's a 15. I think tomorrow could be like a 17.
Rob, I've never, ever heard a single person say, hey, you know where a place to get a cheap beer is? A baseball game.
Hold on. You know the cheap beer is? The parking lot. You know what they make you do if you're in the parking lot?
I got you.
They make you go in.
Okay, I got you. So you're saying you just kind of tailgate a little bit. You kind of have some tunes. You and your guys, you're back for the first time together in a minute. You go out there. Maybe you walk into the stadium. Maybe you don't. But you're just going out there to kind of hang out and enjoy the night. The weather is great. Hopefully we get this weather to maintain throughout the course of the weekend, man. It'll be a perfect weekend if it can stay how it is right now. It's been fantastic weather so far. I've been a big fan of it. I don't think we have a plan for a random lineup today. I don't think we're having one. There's no reason to talk about the Royals today in the 5 o'clock hour. There's no real rhyme or reason.
I don't think rehashing the Price is Right game counts as a Royals topic.
Yeah, no, I'm just letting people know if you didn't check it earlier today. Normally, you know, I think people are anticipating, hey, I get a random lineup today. No, not today. No random lineup.
Check back tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe we'll have one tomorrow. I don't know. It depends on what they do, you know. It depends on how the Royals are acting if we're going to give you a random lineup or not. But you know what we do have for you? We got the hits.
The Hits, getting you caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City on your drive home from work, number one.
Well, Carrington, the top story of the day in Kansas City is a thing that might be a top story all summer. It's been a top story multiple times in 2023. It is becoming the Patrick Peterson effect. DeAndre Hopkins and the Chiefs rumors, they are back. They are a buzz because DeAndre was on the I Am Athlete podcast. And listen to what he says he's looking for in his next team, despite the fact he is, in fact, on a team.
What I want is stable management upstairs. I think that's something that I haven't really had, past couple years of my career coming from Houston to being in Arizona. So I've been through 3 to 4 GMs my career. So a stable management, a QB who loves the game, QB who, brings everybody on board with him and wishes not just himself, but, people around him. I don't need a great QB. I've done it with subpar QBs, just a QB who loves the game like I do. and a great defense. I think defense wins championships. For me, I think that's the key. You got to have a great defense. You got to have a great D-line. And you know, obviously, just like you said, you meet with people. I have a council of friends who are not just my friends, but, you know, they're my business managers as well. So, you know, we go in depth about these things, and that's why I love this process. I love this game. It teaches you a lot. And, you know, for me, that's it. You know, great management, QB who loves the game, and a great defense.
Great management, QB who loves the game, and a great defense. Carrington, is there a team locally that checks those boxes?
Rob, cut the beat here. Let's talk about this. Because there's another cut I want to play for you guys, too, from DeAndre Hopkins. DeAndre Hopkins, he's a comedian. He's a very funny individual. He said stable management. Sounds like Mark Donovan. Sounds like Clark Hunt. Sounds like Brett Veach. Very stable. I mean, Chiefs ain't selling the team anytime soon. I imagine they're not replacing their general manager. At this point, I don't know why they would replace the businessman. They're trying to figure out a way to get into a new stadium and figure out this whole World Cup thing. I don't think Mark Donovan's going anywhere. You don't really get much more stable in the front office than what the Chiefs have. He said a great quarterback that loves the game. We can just get past that part. There's no reason to belabor that point. I think you guys already know. Great defense. I think the Chiefs' defense is actually underappreciated. I think we hold the defense to a pretty unrealistically high standard in regards to today's modern NFL. Man, teams are going to score. Teams are going to move the ball. You're not holding teams, especially good offenses, to 13 points anymore. Not without just forcing turnovers and dominating the turnover battle. I think the Chiefs' defense is fine. I don't know if I would consider their defense to be great by any means, but I think their defense is more than adequate and more than enough, and in no ways is a hindrance to anything that you want to do. I mean, it seems to me like DeAndre Hopkins is crying out for help, and he wants anybody to listen. He is so tired of being there at Arizona, and he is sending out a smoke signal to the entire league. Please come save me. I'm tired of being here. I'm tired of this, Grandpa. I don't want to play on this team anymore. And Arizona told him that's too damn bad. Just go back to work. Free DeAndre Hopkins. He doesn't want to play for them anymore. That's not even the funny part. So I'm a little disappointed, Rob, you didn't play the real humor. The real humor is he was asked top five quarterbacks that he likes to play with. His top five. Now, maybe I'm reading too much into this, but I feel like if you asked me in an interview, hey, give me top five producers that you like to work with, I would at least mention Rob's name. I'm not saying Rob's the best producer in the world. Rob would probably tell you he ain't the best producer in the world, but I'm going to mention my guy. I work with him. That's my friend. They asked DeAndre Hopkins top five quarterbacks he'd like to play with, and listen to this. He talks for 80 seconds and never mentions Kyler Murray's name. Please free DeAndre Hopkins.
Josh Allen. Josh Ooh. Allen. He reminds me of an old school or of a new school Andrew Luck. And, you know, I love Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, you know, man, he's Houston kid, your dog, Jalen, number three, who I would love to have a ball thrown by, Patrick Mahomes, obviously.
Oof.
Number four, I'm going to have to go with, I gotta go with the underdog, man, the people, not a lot of people. People respect this guy, but you know, as a throwing quarterback, Lamar Jackson, obviously. And number five, that's a good one. That's a good question. Number five.
Dak Prescott?
I like Dak Prescott.
Any of these young rookie quarterbacks stand out to you? Do you want to catch a ball from a young player? Are you past that point in your career? Like some guys out there.
Yeah, I'm past that point in my career, but I heard that the quarterback we got from Houston is pretty good. I like him. My grandfather was sending me his highlights on YouTube. But my number five quarterback, man, because there's some good quarterbacks out there that's young and good. I'm gonna have to go with my dude in San Diego. Well, with the Chargers.
Herbert.
I'm gonna have to
Justin
go
Herbert.
That man talked for almost 2 minutes and couldn't even mention. I mean, I'll play with a good one. I just said, please free DeAndre Hopkins. He is telling you he's tired of Arizona. The NFL would be a better product if they let DeAndre Hopkins get out of Arizona. Nobody wants him there. The Arizona Cardinals are going to pick top five next year in the NFL draft. They're not going anywhere. They're actually in the express lane. They're in the carpool lane to the fourth overall pick. Let's just go ahead and get this over with. He's either going to get traded now or he's going to get traded at the trade deadline. We all can see this coming. Just get him out of there. All right, Rob, hit number two.
Two.
Well, Carrington, Kansas City Chiefs somehow stay in the news because it's May and the Royals are, well, not great. But our guy Sam Munson over at Pro Football Focus put out his top five quarterbacks, and there was one name, there was one old man of the sea that came in the top five, Aaron Rodgers. I know you have a lot of respect for Sam Munson, but what is he talking about? Is Aaron Rodgers still Jets Aaron Rodgers? Still a top five quarterback in the league. And if so, are we sleeping on the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets?
I can't put him in my top five, man. I just can't do it. Not with what I saw last year. I thought Aaron Rodgers looked very human for the first time in a while. I think it's kind of obvious what's happening to Aaron Rodgers. Number one, the athleticism is starting to decline. Like, part of Aaron Rodgers' game is that he was incredibly athletic at the position, the throws that he could make, incredibly athletic. So he's losing part of that. And where Brady was always able to maintain that level of play is the offseason dedication and focus was always top notch. That's not what you get from Aaron Rodgers, at least not last season. Aaron's off doing this, he's off doing that, he's trying out for Jeopardy, he's doing all of these other things. You got to put the work in to overcome some of your physical deficiencies that we saw, and that's not what happened. Now, he seems to have a new energy with the Jets, he's saying and doing all the right stuff, we'll see how it translates. But top five quarterback in the league, there's so many parallels to what happened last year with the Broncos and Russell Wilson. We were talking about Russell Wilson like he was potentially a top 10 quarterback in the league. Rob, you were saying that last year about Russell Wilson. And look what happened. Russell Wilson was a bottom five quarterback in the NFL. And I don't think Aaron Rodgers is that bad. But at this point, I mean, we just go Tinder, swipe left, swipe right, toss up. Would you rather? I'm not taking Aaron Rodgers in the top five, man. Nah, no thanks. You were telling me for next season, you'd rather have Aaron Rodgers than Herbert? You'd rather have him than Jalen Hurts next year? You'd rather have him than Trevor Lawrence next season? I wouldn't. I'm okay.
Three.
Well, Carrington, you were perusing the internet and you came across a tweet from this weekend from Eric Eager. He asked the question, if we look back at the 2020 NFL draft for the Kansas City Chiefs, as now all those players are coming into contract years because the Chiefs have declined their fifth-year option on Clyde Edwards-Helaire, how many of these players, if any, are second contract guys? First rounder, CEH. Second rounder, Willie Gay Jr. Third round, Lucas Niang. Fourth round, Legarius Sneed. Fifth round, Michael Dana. We don't need to waste time with Bo Peep Keys. Carrington, I'll ask you the question that he asked. How many of those boys right now are second contract guys in Kansas City?
I mean, I'm going to set the over-under at 1.5, and I would take the under, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's 2. Like, this is where I think the Sneed argument lies. He's the best defensive player that Brett Veach has ever drafted. Every other player that he has decided to let go, somebody else brought in, or somebody else drafted. This is the first time, I guess maybe you could argue Charvarius Ward, a little bit different, undrafted guy, trade with the Cowboys, maybe that's it. But I would say that if you had to point at what's Brett Veach's best skill, like why do you think Brett Veach is the best general manager? I'm assuming your answer is going to be players like Legarius Sneed, that you drafted a corner in the fourth round and look at the versatility and value that you have gotten. You spent a fourth round pick on Snead. You would have spent the 17th overall pick in what L'Jarius Sneed has turned out to. Like, he has done a really good job at maximizing value in the draft. I don't know if there's a player that really represents that more than L'Jarius Sneed. So I could see them paying him. The Mike Dana thing's a little bit different to me. Could he end up getting the Colin Saunders contract? Colin Saunders signed for 3 years, $12 million down in New Orleans. It's really a $6 million deal. Like, would I be stunned if Mike Dana signs that deal? No, but I would probably bet against it if I had to. That's why I would set the over-under at 1.5 and take the under. But I don't think it's more than 2, though, at the absolute most. I'd be surprised if Willie Gay Jr. got another contract with the Chiefs. That will have meant he played incredibly well this upcoming season. It just seems like we've seen this natural progression before. Willie Gay plays his last year with the team. Next year, you think that Drew Tranquil can step up and do that role. You sign him to another one-year deal. You drafted Leo Chenal. You think he steps in and can do that. He plays alongside Nick Bolton. And I imagine many of you want to keep Nick Bolton. They are not paying Nick Bolton and Willie Gay Jr. a second contract. That is not at all how this is going to work for the Chiefs. So if you want them to keep Nick Bolton, I imagine a lot of you want them to keep him, then that just means Willie Gay Jr., he can't stay.
Four.
Speaking of Twitter, earlier today, at C. Harrison, which I believe that's the guy who had the J.J. Watt take, but that's neither here nor there.
First off, relax, all right? I don't know why you had to bring that up during this time. We haven't even talked anything about it.
Pat McAfee doesn't even know who this Twitter account is, but he tweeted out, outside of the Chiefs, looking at all the divisions of National Football League, which team are you most confident will be a division winner again in 2023? Carrington, if I took the Chiefs out of the fold, which team are you putting your money on saying, I know for a fact they will be defending, reigning, blank division champs in the NFL?
I'm going to take Jacksonville as my team. I'm going to take Jacksonville for a couple of different reasons. I think outside of Kansas City, Jacksonville has the biggest advantage at quarterback with their QB versus the rest of the division than any other team in the NFL. You got Trevor Lawrence, Ryan Tannehill, but it already looks like they got a little bit of a wandering eye. Is it Malik Willis? Is it Will Levis? We don't know who's going to start. I'm assuming that Will Levis is going to start at some point for Tennessee, and you know I was not high on him prior to the draft. The Indianapolis Colts, I imagine that Anthony Richardson, you spent the top 5 pick on a quarterback, I imagine that he's going to start at some point. I don't think that Richardson is going to look ready this year. He's a guy that I could see being similar to Josh Allen, that it takes him year 2, year 3 to really start to figure some things out, and then you see if you got something. Houston with C.J. Stroud, I would imagine it's going to be the exact same thing. I think we know, they only have one proven quarterback in that division, and the other ones are either old like Tannehill and on the way out or just entering the league like Indianapolis and Houston. So if you're asking me right now to pick a team I guarantee wins the division, I would pick Jacksonville. Jacksonville to me seems like the most likely team to repeat as division winners in the league.
I think it's San Francisco. And I know I just saw the quote come across Twitter that when asked today about when Brock Purdy will be back, Kyle Shanahan said, God only knows, which that's confidence inspiring.
That's why I can't believe you're picking San Francisco when there's so much uncertainty about the quarterback. You are the belief. This is why it surprises me.
The whole division has uncertainty at quarterback. That's one of the main reasons I'm on the best coach.
I know, but I'm just surprised that you are Mr. I hate running backs. I hate running backs. And you were taking a team to win their division because their running back is their best offensive player. You've got to see the irony in you picking San Francisco with the quarterback situation that they have. You have to see the irony.
I mean, there's irony there, but I'm mostly picking the coach, not the running back.
Okay, all right. He play?
Kyle Shanahan's the best coach. The Chiefs didn't have the best quarterback in their division, but Andy Reid kept chalking up dubs. I mean, even Peyton Manning, who was decrepit at the end, Andy Reid was giving him a run for his money. No one would say, man, Peyton Manning, that guy's worse than Alex Smith. No one would say that. Coaching matters a lot in the league. And I think the Niners have the best coach in their division. And I think he can keep his head above water until Brock Purdy comes back, a sentence that no one outside of Ames, Iowa has ever said. And I think they can really dominate that division. I expect a regression from the Seahawks because Geno Smith. I expect the Cardinals to stink because it's noisy. I expect the Rams to stink because they're over the cap and they had no draft picks the entire draft. Zip, zilch, nada. I saw Rams fans out the draft a month ago. Why were you here? You guys didn't get to pick. You decided you opted out. So the division is soft, and I think they have the best coach. I think the Niners is the safe bet.
Text line 913-586-7610. Outside of Kansas City, I mean, they're the most overwhelming favorite among the eight teams that won the division. Who's the team that won their division last year that you think is most likely to repeat this upcoming season? I am picking Jacksonville as my team. Rob is taking the San Francisco 49ers as his team. We only got a couple of more minutes. We're off today a little bit early because of the Kansas City Royals, and they get ready to play the Detroit Tigers. So I want to play this audio for you guys really quickly. LeBron James, after the loss yesterday, he mentioned retirement for really the first time in his career.
I like to say it's a successful year because I don't play for anything besides winning championships at this point in my career. And I don't get a kick out of making a conference appearance. I've done it a lot. And it's not fun to me to not be able to be a part of, getting to the finals. But we'll see. We'll see what happens going forward. But I don't know. I got a lot to think about, to be honest. And just for me personally, going forward with the game of basketball, I got a lot to think about.
I am here telling you this as somebody who has never spoken to LeBron James, just somebody who is follow his career very closely since he was a junior at St. Vincent St. Mary's. You are kidding yourself if you think LeBron James is not going to sign up for a season in which the season is going to be all about him. You remember how annoying it was whenever Coach K was retiring from Duke? That's how it's going to be for LeBron whenever LeBron decides to retire. That same Kobe Bryant tour that he got, where every city it was about Kobe and he was getting gifts and standing ovations, and LeBron James is one of the greatest living basketball players. You don't retire in a press conference when the season is over. No, he's not doing the Tom Brady. That's not how LeBron's career is ending. LeBron is going to end. He'll probably announce it around the All-Star break and give himself 6 weeks of LeBron James celebration. If anything, he'll do it just to create the content. We already know that he's into making movies and films and TV shows. This is the least anticlimactic way that you can do it. So, yeah, LeBron is not retiring. He is not even close to retiring. You're a little frustrated after the game. You drop 40. Your team lost. You're a little disappointed. Anthony Davis played like, well, Anthony Davis and not the good version. I get why you said it, but let's not kid ourselves. LeBron James is not retiring in a press conference at the end of the season, and then we never see him from him or hear from him again. He will go on a farewell tour before he signs off. We're off a little bit earlier today because of the Kansas City Royals. We'll be back again tomorrow. If you missed anything on the show today, we had Wanya Morris on the show and B.J. Thompson, two Chiefs draft picks. Check it out on the podcast page. We hand things off to Vern. Take care of yourself.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!